Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, it's the holiday season and we're all busy shopping and cooking and cleaning and decorating the tree and getting cosmetic procedures. Really, it is the busiest month of the year for cosmetic procedures. My guest today is Dr. Paul Lawrence. He's a world-renowned board-certified aesthetic plastic surgeon. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lawrence. Why is December and the holiday season the busiest time? I would think people don't want to have little black and blue marks on their face and bandages and things. They want to look great that time of year.
Well, Melanie, it consistently is the busiest time of the year, December. And the reason is pretty obvious, because a lot of patients have time off from work, whether it's 1 week or 2 weeks, and this is a perfect time for downtime, perfect time to have the surgery, whether it's a surgical procedure or minimally invasive procedure, and recover.
Wow. Okay, so people do it because they mostly have the time off of work, and then it's sort of like, I'm going to start the new year with a fresh nose or any of these other things. What are people doing at this time of year? What are you seeing the most?
Well, also, you know, the fact that you a lot of the procedures that I do, I'm an aesthetic plastic surgeon, I do facial procedures and as well as body procedures such as breast augmentation, liposuction, and tummy tucks. Those procedures are very easy to hide postoperatively. But procedures on the face, such as facelift, rhinoplasty, or nose jobs, or eyelid surgery, or some of the less invasive facial procedures are more difficult to hide. And you do need about 3 to 5 days for most of these procedures to, not that you have to hide, but it's apparent that you had surgery. So in this time between, let's say, Christmas and New Year's, you can really hide from your coworkers or even from your family and go back in January and be totally rejuvenated and nobody knows what happened.
So the ones that are easiest to hide, all the body things, liposuction, tummy tucks, any of those, breast augmentation. But the facial ones, even when I'm an exercise physiologist and when one of my clients comes into a session and they've got bruises around their mouth or around, I know that they had Botox or something
exactly.
or another. You know, you can tell when somebody's had that kind of thing done. So what are some of the newest and give us some of the advances? What's going on out there?
So the one thing, the latest thing that I'm really excited about is called Thermi RF, and this is a radio frequency platform that delivers radio frequency, which really heats up the collagen within the skin in many different ways. So there's one form of it that delivers the energy internally. I just finished a procedure just before we started the conversation where under local anesthesia, a probe is inserted underneath the skin in the neck. And depending on the temperature that I set, I can either melt the fat or I can heat up the skin from underneath where the collagen reorganizes itself and it tightens the skin. I also apply this to the lower face so you can eliminate jowls. Another way of delivering radio frequency through the different portion of this platform is externally when you heat up the skin from the outside. And then there is absolutely no downtime. So this is really a new way of really reorganizing collagen using radio frequency.
Wow, cool. I want to have you melt some of my fat. Come on over. Let's get that one done. Okay, so that's very exciting. And what do people need to think about if they are going to consider cosmetic surgery, whether it's rhinoplasty, which has been done for 50 years, or whether it's something new and exciting like you're discussing? What do you tell people, Dr. Lawrence, that you really want them to think about before they go and enter into this?
Well, I think it's critical that each prospective patient does their homework before the procedure. Ask the right questions. Ask about board certification of the physician. Ask about the experience, for instance, especially with the new technology, and this is sort of happening almost on a weekly basis. Ask whether the physician or the practitioner is trained in that particular procedure. What's their experience? Do they know how to take care of possible complications? So I strongly recommend for patients to do their homework before they sign up.
That's important. And you, what do you hear from people when they ask you questions?
Well, how many of these have you done? That's the first question. You know, the interesting that the question of training and board certification is not a common question that's asked by patients.
And it should be.
It should be, absolutely. That should be the first question that you ask. What kind of training do you have, and are you board certified in this particular specialty? The other question, because as you know, a lot of the procedures that we do as aesthetic plastic surgeons are now done on in freestanding ambulatory surgery units or in offices. It's critical for patients to ask whether the office OR is an accredited OR, because that's very different than just having an operating room in an office. So those are questions that a lot of patients don't ask, but I think those questions can keep you safe.
That's important. That really is important. Now, also, as far as people, you know, putting a lot of money into some of these procedures,
absolutely,
and, you know, they're, because they're aesthetic, tell us, what do you think about when we see, you knew I was going to ask you this question. We see stars like Melanie Griffith and Warren Beatty, even Arnold Schwarzenegger, who seem to be doing these things, and they look awful. And then you see people like Jane Fonda and Barbara Walters who look, and
fantastic.
Sally Field, who look fantastic.
Absolutely.
They look absolutely fantastic. They don't look like some other version. And so what do you tell people when they say, so doctor, I don't want to end up like Melanie Griffith?
Right.
And what drives people to keep doing more and more and more till they look like that?
You know, it all boils down to judgment, but it boils down to judgment both on the physician's part and the patient's part. So when I see, whether it's a celebrity or a patient, that comes to the office and they have had multiple procedures, they really don't look natural. The blame is really should be split between the physician who has performed the procedure and the patient themselves. I think it's all about being rational, being natural, looking natural, not looking operated on, looking refreshed, but still within your framework where your smile is the same, your eyes look the same, but just refreshed. And it really boils down to judgment, goes back to judgment and good training.
Well, I think that's very important. And, you know, as people see these celebrities and the media makes fun of the ones that have done it so much, can people be addicted to this?
Well, there is a form of body dysmorphic disorder. It's about 6% in the population that seeks our advice. And a number of studies have looked at the numbers or statistically how many patients in plastic surgery practices have a form of body dysmorphic disorder where patients really are not seeing what reality is seeing, so to speak. And I think it's critical for practitioners such as myself, for aesthetic plastic surgeons, not to operate on patients who are sort of have a variant of body dysmorphic disorder where they become obsessed with a particular procedure or a particular look.
Yeah, good for you.
No, and those patients have, you know, they need to be referred to the right specialist, but not a surgeon.
But not a surgeon. Yeah, good for you. I certainly applaud that. We have about a minute left. Tell people your best advice about cosmetic procedures, what they should be thinking about when they look in the mirror before they consider a cosmetic procedure, including money, and where they can find out more about you.
Right. So it's all about prevention, sunblock, moisturizing your skin, stay out of the sun, don't smoke, alcohol in moderation, all those obvious things. But when it comes to time to think about aesthetic plastic surgery, do your homework. You know, look at the website, make an appointment, see the physician, ask the right questions, board certification experience. You can always look us up at Lorence.com, which is LORENC.com, or you can always call us right here in the office. My office is on Park Avenue in New York City at 212-472-2900.
And you can see more about Dr. Lorence at lorence.com. And it's great advice. And if you listen to these shows, you see that we are giving sound advice. And he gave some really great advice today. And if you missed any of it, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, or the free TuneIn Radio app. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.